since you're willing to talk about your personal situation, that maybe you can tell me what you'd like to talk about as far as what happened to you.
Okay. I mean, I'm really willing to talk about everything that happened. I had my photos shared twice. And the first wasn't specifically revenge, whereas the latter was more of that type.
Well, tell me who was involved here. Okay. And how it happened, what your relationship was with that person.
Yeah, so in the first instance, it was someone who I'd been dating, and their parent actually found the photos and shared those with my mom. And then the second instance was someone who I considered to be a best friend. We had been more intimate than in the past, and afterwards things started to kind of just go south in our friendship. It was the end of high school and going our separate ways, and he decided to share all of the photos that I wasn't aware that he had. He had saved them without my knowledge, whereas in the first case I knew that he had those photos.
Could you talk a little bit about what those photos were in both cases?
Yeah. So I had shared naked photos of myself, nothing with my face in it, nothing. I was following all of the rules that they tell you if you're going to send photos, and they just took advantage of the vulnerability of the situation.
So in the first case, like you said, you knew they were being taken.
Yeah.
But they got shared. What was your mom's reaction?
She was not happy at all. We sat down. It was her, my dad, and myself, and had a long discussion about everything. My dad was just pretty much quiet, just kind of along for the ride. But my mom did have a lot to say about them and about how that reflects on myself, which kind of, it really hurt to know that someone who otherwise had been there for me and had been very supportive of not promoting my sexuality, but understanding that I was 18 years old, I'm going off to college soon, you know, I'm going to be doing what I want. She just wanted to make sure I was doing everything safely. And for her to kind of to say the things that she said about the photos and about me, which was very hurtful. Then I was grounded. I was grounded for a month.
Did it change your relationship with your mom?
I wouldn't say it necessarily changed our relationship. I've always been able to have an open dialogue with my mom, which was, I guess, helpful. It was harder with my dad, honestly, because he was just kind of quiet, and it was more of that not mad but disappointed kind of anger. So it was just kind of awkward. We didn't really talk for a little while. So just kind of like being in the same room in silence was kind of tough there.
You didn't expect them to be as judgmental, or you thought they would be a little bit more supportive?
I thought that, I guess, because I was in a relationship and it was understood that there was sex involved, that they would at least be a little bit on my side, because that it is a very vulnerable thing. And especially because in that situation, it was someone's parent who sent the photos to my parents. Just knowing that there was already a sense of shame coming from that parent who found them, I was hoping that they would be, I guess, more on my side. I understand. I mean, if I were a parent, would I be thrilled? No, of course not. But especially with the experience that I have now, I would definitely try to be more understanding and understand that, you know, this is kind of the culture that I'm growing up in, and it's not something that's foreign to people my age to be doing.
So it's kind of become the new norm in dating, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of online dating going on. There's a lot of people are in relationships but aren't together all the time. And it just kind of has become normal to be able to have that sexual element even from a distance or even with people who you've just met.
In that first case, what did you hear happen to your partner?
I know that he was reprimanded. I think he was grounded. After that, we kind of just fizzled out, called it quits, because it's a lot to deal with when you know that your boyfriend's mom has seen you mostly naked. So that was kind of short-lived. So I don't really know what happened afterwards for him, but I know that he was at least grounded for like the first little bit. But I don't think that he dealt with as much on the shame end as I did.
Why do you say that?
Because it wasn't his photos.
Even though he took them.
Yeah, in some cases. There were some that I had taken and sent. There were some that he had taken. But yeah, it was mostly on me.
Do you feel that's a double standard?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in a lot of cases, women are more so shamed for being sexual, just because there's more of a negative connotation around female sexuality than there is around men's. So yeah, I definitely do think it's a double standard. I also think that if they were photos of him, it could have been different. But in my personal situation, it was rough being the only one getting the short end of the stick, I guess.
Well, let's talk about the second one, yeah. The second situation then. That was what you would call classic revenge porn.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about that, about what the pictures were, how they ended up where they did, etc.
Yeah. So I had been involved with a friend who was bordering the edge of more than a friend. And I had sent photos to him over Snapchat, naked photos, just obviously no face in them, nothing, because I, at this point, knew the damning effects of having your photos found. And on Snapchat, you can tell when someone saves your photo, you get a notification of it. But he had an app so that he could save the photos privately without me knowing, which was quite the trick, let me tell you. But he ended up showing all of my photos to the majority of our class, which was only about 100 people in our case. It was very small. Everyone knew me. And it was someone who I considered a friend. So it was definitely, I'm not going to say harder than the first, because that was just a very different situation. But knowing that someone who I trusted and who I thought had a level of respect for me just could throw that all away just to show his friends, I guess, his prize of what he had, that was disappointing. It was definitely disappointing.
And how did you find out about it?
My best friend's boyfriend was good friends with this person, and he let me know that all of the photos had been shared.
And did you have a conversation with this young man?
I did, via text message, because I was in school that day. We were all in school, obviously. And so I texted him in one of my classes and I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I don't know what you're talking about. I never did that." And still to this day, he'll say, "Oh, I never showed anyone your photos." But I have 100 other people who will say, "Well, I've seen them," you know.
So even though your face wasn't in them, you think that he specifically told people that's who it
is?
And
yeah, and people knew that we had been talking and that we had been involved, so.
Yeah. Do you think that he's shared them elsewhere? Perhaps online?
I don't think so. I think it was more of, I mean, there's obviously that possibility that he did, but I think it was more of, hey, you all know her and I know her and this is what I got. Look what she sent me. It was more of a trying to make himself look better for his friends kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. Again, would you say that's a double standard?
Yeah. In my own personal, like, situation, I guess, I'm straight, a lot of my friends are straight, and a lot of my friends are girls. So in our cases, it definitely is a lot of men showing our photos. But I'm definitely sure that it flips too, you know? And I know that there are girls out there that say, hey, look, he sent this photo and I didn't want it, so I took a screenshot and I'm gonna show all my friends, you know? I know that that happens too. And I'm sure in the LGBT community, there's a lot more of women sharing and such. But in my situation, it definitely has been a lot more on the male side mm-hmm. with that.
It doesn't sound like that you ever considered maybe legal action, though, against this.
Not really. This time, my mom didn't find out, and I kind of wanted to keep it that way. So I just kind of swept it under the rug and said, you know, I'm graduating soon. I'm going to leave. It'll be over.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully yeah. He hasn't posted them someplace else.
Yeah.
And they won't turn up again.
Yeah. And, you know, there is always that fear of, you know, even when you've been in a relationship with someone, of do they still have my photos? What are they going to do with them? Who are they going to show? Because it's become a normal part of relationships to share photos with your partner. So God forbid something goes south, because you never really know where they'll end up.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't stop sharing photos, or would you do anything different?
In the past, I definitely would. I definitely would. If I could go back, I would do some things differently. But I also think that before these instances, I was in a long-term relationship and we shared photos, and there's no doubt in my mind that he was respectful with them and that he doesn't have them. Also, I made sure that he didn't have them. I watched him delete all of them.
Maybe he had an app.
I was going to say, I'm sure he could have.
You know, if someone goes to the trouble to have an app to hide the fact that he's saving these, you kind of wonder how many times he's done this before.
Exactly. Yeah. And how many other people are stored in that app? Does he have folders of different victims, you know? And it is messed up. It's terrible and it's disgusting. But I'm also in a very healthy relationship now, and we do share photos. We're two adults, and we are kind of in this for the long haul. So it's a bit of a different situation than when I was in high school. And then there's also a whole other aspect of underage kids sharing their photos, but that's a whole different story. So no, I wouldn't stop in the situation that I'm in now. I was definitely more careful with who I shared them with after those two, though. Mm-hmm.
What other advice would you give to someone else in your age group or even any age?
I guess just be careful, you know? Like, there's not really too much else that you can do. I mean, it's your body, and you have the right to show it or to not show it to whoever you choose. But just know that if the person that you are sharing them with isn't trustworthy, then they aren't trustworthy, you know? With anything that you do sexually, there's going to be a risk involved. You just have to weigh that with the benefits, I guess.
So you're saying safe sex encompasses a lot more than just the actual act.
It really does. It really does these days.
What else would you like to share about this situation?
Sharing those photos and having my photos shown, I personally feel is much less of a reflection of myself than it is of them. Because there always will be people who are looking to take advantage of others. There is nothing that you can really do with your photos once they're in that person's control, besides trust them. And if they choose to share your photos, then that is, I mean, it's you face the repercussions, but it's on them, you know? Like, it's a reflection of their character, and it's a reflection of how much or how little they value you.
So at what point would you take legal action?
I would take legal action, if I found out that my photos were online. And at this point, if it were to happen now, at the age that I'm at, with the experiences that I've had, and my photos were either sent or shared, posted online, anything like that, and not just an iPhone being passed around the room, I definitely would take legal action.
You'd feel comfortable going to either campus police or other police? Or
I personally would. Yeah. I know a lot of people wouldn't, and for good reason, because there is a lot of stigma surrounding it. But I've just always been someone who, I guess, I know what I'm doing, and I know that that action happened, so I'm not going to be shameful of the photos or of the fact that I took them, because, again, the shame is on the person who shared them. They're the person who's doing wrong in that situation. So I would feel comfortable enough to say, hey, this person is doing this with my photos, and I would like to take legal action. But for people who aren't comfortable, I would say just try, because the more people who come forward and say, I am a victim of revenge porn and I did take legal action, that is going to open the doors for a whole new set of people who aren't.
Yeah. You've probably talked to your girlfriends or other friends about this situation. Did you get a different reaction from friends versus your parents?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Also, a lot of my friends knew the people involved, so they were very much on my side, very much, oh, he's the worst. Oh, what he did was bad. Don't feel like you're alone in the situation, because you're not, because this happens to people all over, of all ages. Yeah.
And that's why they have this new law.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely. What did you think about the new law? Have you looked at it all? Is it enough?
I don't know that it will be enough. I think with these things, it's always kind of tricky, because, again, you will have the people who don't want to come forward, or if your face isn't in the photo, how are you going to prove that this is me? There's always going to be, even with rape victims, they have trouble proving that they are a victim. So I think that with this, it's going to go through the same kind of murky waters as any other sexual crime. But I think it's a start. I think it's a start to say the law has your back. If your photos are shared and you want to take legal action, we're going to start. We're going to start to offer you these kinds of protections.